Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of the Vince Brown Show. I am your host, the V, Vince Brown, coming at you once again. And family, it's always good to talk to you. Now, we gonna hop right into it. And I ain't really got much for you, to tell you the truth. I ain't really got no show planned out for today. Because honestly, fuck a show. I want to talk to you. Now, as we can all see in the news and through the Facebook lives and some of y'all through the footwork on its own, the protests have begun to mobilize. So, shout out to the Black Lives Matter movement, still out here holding it down, representing. Let me tell you something. It be hot some of these days, y'all. I feel it from the inside of the truck still. Told y'all, I live my world from the inside of a trailer. It's a lot of boxes that got to get loaded right now. But that's okay. There are bigger plans in the works for me. Don't y'all worry. I won't be there for too much longer. So, but from what I see, the movement is in progress. Now, even though I can't be on the front lines, even though some of y'all can't be on the front lines, there are other ways to contribute. Now, me personally, call it what you want. I know some of y'all don't agree, and we're going to talk to y'all in a minute, but I'm talking to some of my Black Lives Matter supporters right now. If you are not out there on the front lines, you can still be out there contributing to the movement. Now, me personally, I would love to look into some bonds. Or, you know what I'm saying, I'm about to start putting some of these protesters back on the street. Start contributing to some of this bail money from these cops that keep arresting these protesters. Listen, these people got to go home too, all right? You don't go out there and protest with the intent to get arrested. Nope, you just kind of get arrested. So, to help you get back on the street, and matter of fact, to help you get back on the protest, I'm thinking about looking at some of these bail bonds, you feel me? That's my contribution. If I can't be out there in the front line, shit, I'm helping getting a nigga back out there on the front line. Shit, go ahead, soldier. Go ahead, soldier. But that's just me. That's just me. Now, I have a question for y'all. Now, we're going to go all the way left field with this one. I'm going to throw y'all off with this one. Let me ask you this question. If you ever met a racist, and we all agree there's racism, right? Can't stand racism. That's why we march now. That's why we march then. But if you ever met a racist, what do you think would happen? Find out if you qualify for health coverage. Just have that conversation with yourselves real fast. Priority Partners Health Choice is a program. Would you jump straight to violence? Would you automatically start beating them for the pain of our people? Would you attack them for the injustices that's been going on in this country? Would you go straight to anger, or would you take a step back and give them the same understanding that we asked for? Now, what I mean by that is I'm not condoning this shit, but instead of going straight to anger, would you have it within yourself to have that conversation with them? Because that's what it all comes down to. Listen, we all say violence ain't the answer, violence ain't the way to go. And you're absolutely right. I fucking agree with that. Listen, all this rioting and shit, whether the rioters was from where the rioters burned down, I don't fucking know. That's a conspiracy theory that don't nobody know. But it's all this tear gassing the motherfucking protesters and shit. All that shit is wild and it ain't necessary. I'm telling you, man. Listen, I understand the language of the oppressed. It is violence. Because as a people are held down for so long, And the ones that we hope to go to are the ones that we really can't go to. They just hold us down more. The ones that I told y'all last week, the ones that we could call to protect and serve, don't protect and serve us. It don't work that way in every case. I was telling a good friend of mine, I said, yo, you know, we ain't really had the chance to hang out like that, you feel me? It's been coronavirus and all that shit. So I said, hey, bro, I know you really ain't got a chance to hang out with me that much. But I said, from what you've seen from me so far, I said, my bad, guy. He said, nah, Vince, not at all, not at all. Now, I know a couple of y'all assholes like, hell yeah, Vince, you a dick. I am a dick. I can't even, what you want me to do? I'm an asshole. You love me for it. We just going to laugh, make jokes, and laugh, make more jokes. That's what I'm supposed to be. I'm supposed to be here so everybody can have a good time. Shit. So if I got to be an asshole sometimes, then, oh, well. So, anyways, got to talk to him. I was like, bro, you know what I'm saying? And not everybody is on the side of the protesters. Not everybody's on the side of the protest. Now, I'm not saying my homeboy is like this and I'm like that. I'm just saying we had a conversation. Okay. So, I said, yeah, bro. I said, well, think about it like this, right? You know, because if one night I decide that I'm going to take a walk to Wawa and it's a little chilly that night, a little windy, so I decide to put a hoodie on. And because of the coronavirus, I have a mask on. And I'm just walking down the street, going to Wawa, I'm hungry. You know what I'm saying? I might want a little snack, or I might want a little meal, I might want a little sub real fast. Might want me a little milkshake. You know, Wawa always open, Wawa always got you. So I decided to walk to Wawa. If I walk in the wrong place, and the wrong phone call is made because of the wrong perception of me, then you got to understand this could be the last conversation that we ever have. Now, that could all be over a misunderstanding, and it's happened before. It's happened countless times. That's why. That's why we march, because it shouldn't be like that. Like, that's ridiculous. If I'm just walking down the street because you feel like I look like, or I sound like, or I give you the feeling of someone that's like, no. No, not all black people are like that. I was just walking to Wawa. I shouldn't have to lose my life over a call of a, or it's a mysterious big black man walking down the street with a mask on. He looks violent. Not really. I just walk aggressively and I'm hungry. So I'm trying to get there kind of fast. But, you know, it's Wawa. I'm hungry. But because I'm hungry walking down the street with my cell phone in my pocket, or maybe my wallet in my pocket, or maybe even a pack of Skittles, I lose my life. One call, one bad feeling, one misconception, one bad perception of me. But in life, I can be whoever the fuck I want to be. I can be me. I can make y'all smile. I can make y'all laugh. I can be here for everybody to have a good time. One bad call. One cop might show up, and because y'all know how I talk very flavorful. Right? How I talk is very seasoned. So, because I'm not a bland motherfucker, when I get to talking to someone, hey, man, what's going on with you? Oh, no, I ain't even mean like that. I just, you know, it's, and that's, and I'm saying it not like that, but like that. Because, you know, I thought he was getting smart with me. And now it's disorderly conduct. And now the rule book goes out the window. All over a bad call. All over a misconception. That shit be wild to me, man. That shit be wild to me. So to explain that concept, man, he looked at me, he's like, you know, I see what you mean, man. I see what you mean. Like, to understand that as much as you know of me, for people who don't know me but are afraid of people who look like me. Now, I'm a danger. I'm a threat. All because of what I look like. You got to understand this movement is so big and the importance of it. That I ask you, if you ever met a racist in your life, we all, like I said, we all agree there's racism, but, you know, you might see it, you might hear jokes, you might hear a remark. If you ever met a racist, I was just thinking this shit the other day. If you ever met a racist, would you have it in you to truly have the conversation with them? To truly have the conversation of, oh, so you don't like black people? Oh, well, why not? I want to know. And then the idea or the comment that they give you, to sit down and talk about it. To maybe change their mind. To maybe break down some misconceptions that they might have. To understand that they might have been in some bad situations with some bad people. You don't understand all the experiences that everybody has in their lives. It's not always on the table like that. So, sometimes what you got to do is you got to take the extra step. You got to take that extra step for understanding that we all march for it today. If you ever met a racist in your life, could you sit down and talk to him? Why don't you like black people? Why don't you like how rhythmic we are? Who knows what answers you'll get? Maybe they'll tell you that, you know, it ain't all black people. I just like, you know, certain kinds of black people. Or maybe they'll go, yeah, it's all black people. And you know what? Let me tell you why. You might get somebody to tell you that he only racist on Tuesdays. You never know. But could you sit down and have a conversation and figure out why? Could you turn their mind? Could you go, nah, you got to understand, those people that you dealt with are not representation of an entire population that is of no threat to you. That, if anything, wants to succeed on their own level. And that's the thing about it. I think that they think black people succeeding is a scary thing. It's a powerful thing. But it's a frightening thing for people who don't want to see it. The DNA of the DMV. I saw a quote on Facebook today. My cousin posted it, and I appreciated seeing it because it really hit me real fast. It said, racism is so American that when you protest it, people think you're protesting America. Y'all want me to run that back one more time, just in case you didn't catch it? I got you. Say less. Racism is so American that when you protest it, people think you're protesting America. We are not protesting America. Understand some of the same country that the people who don't support the movement, or the people who may not be on the same side of Black Lives Matter, we all live in this same country. And I know everybody goes, all lives matter. And absolutely, all lives do matter. But I heard a wonderful quote from another woman today on the news. She said, you know, all lives do matter, but all lives are not being taken right now. Frivolously. Black lives, on the other hand. That's why we march. So black lives matter. All lives can't matter if black lives don't matter. If we go, yeah, black lives matter, all lives matter. That's not the point. That's not the point. This ain't the All Lives March. On what day would you hold the All Lives March? Tell me that. On what day would you protest for all lives? Cause ain't that what? That billions of people on the All Lives? That everybody matters. True, everybody does matter, but this ain't about everybody right now. That's the thing, man. I'm telling you, I think some people are so, I don't even know the wording for it. And that's coming from me. Understanding. To understand that these protests are supposed to be a voice of a people. Of a message that we just want to spread. Of support from a community that we just want to build. But to live in fear. Tell me something now. I got a lot of white friends. And I love my white friends to death. I love and appreciate y'all so much. But I got a question. Every morning when y'all wake up, is there a little hint of fear? Not just dying, but just some bullshit happening that could lead to your death. Like I told y'all, I sit here in my car and I record this podcast. Let's say a neighbor looks out the window and sees a suspicious black man sitting in his car. And he's been sitting out there for a while. I don't know what he's doing. And they send squad cars through. Police officer pulls up. Walks over to the window. He don't know what's going on. Taps on the window. Sir, we got a call about a suspicious man sitting in the car. What are you doing here? Oh, I'm just sitting here recording a podcast, officer. Okay, license registration. If I turn around and reach for my license registration too fast, or he feels that the vibe or the energy I gave him wasn't conducive to the situation that he thought he was coming into, that could be the last conversation I have. All over podcasts. All over me sitting in the car talking to you. Tell me something. Would y'all fear that? If y'all was in the same position? That's just a question. That's not sending shots. That's not, you know what I'm saying, overshadowing or whatever, you know what I'm saying, you want to call it. That's just a question. But that's a possibility. That could happen. Stay safe and stay dangerous out there, y'all. To my Black Lives Matter movement, I support you. I love you. Y'all keep marching. I can't wait to be at some of the marches. Even if I'm out there sweating, dying in a mask. I'm to be out there. That's the point. But even if I ain't out there, Oh, you damn sure believe I'm help putting some of these people back on the street. That's how I feel about it. To my All Lives Matter movement.
Hey, this is Lena.
Good luck.
From Pathways to Housing DC, MWPG.
To my white friends and my white fans who ride it out. Love y'all. Appreciate y'all. To my family. To y'all family, each and every single one of y'all, I love y'all. I appreciate y'all. Please, if you're going to protest, make sure you stay safe. If you're not going to protest, if you so happen to just drive through some of them, please make sure you stay safe. Yo, like, that's the thing that be fucking me up sometimes. Like, pause real fast. I was about to cut it. We was about to get up out of here, but I gotta pause real fast, man. Yo, like, these videos of these, like, truckers hitting these protesters and these cars running through protesters and everybody going, oh, well, so it's a road. Oh, well, so it's a road. Oh, I just had somewhere to go. Bro, you mean to tell me, like, these protesters ain't even trying to, like, destroy your shit? Like, they're just protesting. And you mean to tell me you just gonna run through them? Like, I understand something, right? It's hard to say or to not understand the fear that could be felt, but I don't see me. I couldn't see me running through no protesters, man. I'd have hopped out the truck. I tried to work something out. Like, yo, cool, y'all take the truck, I'll call my boss. Like, nah, I got somewhere to go and these protesters in the road. Like, I don't even fuck with that shit. Like, that's, so I say rest in peace to all the protesters who lost their lives fighting for this, in this generation as well as the last. We appreciate you. We love you. In the words of the great Nipsey Hussle, the marathon continues. So family, I love you. I will see you next Thursday. I can't wait to talk to you again. Y'all stay safe and stay dangerous out there. Peace.